Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on May 2nd regarding Michael Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Michael Allen is a 37-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9/17/21. Apparently on that occasion he was hit in the face and nose by a student's hand. Apparently he did not fall or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently, however, he briefly felt fuzzy. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of a broken nose and possible concussion. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. As per the records provided, he was seen at American Work Care on 9/17/21, where he underwent x-rays of the nasal bones. These revealed a nasal bone fracture with inferior angulation. He saw Dr. Pajarski on that visit. He diagnosed contusion of the nose and post-traumatic cephalgia. The instant urine drug test was negative. In paragraph, he then followed up at Concentra beginning 10/4/21 after being exposed to COVID-19. They performed a COVID test from the nasopharyngeal area. A physical exam of the head and face was normocephalic and atraumatic. He was feeling well. He was instructed to follow up in 4 days to discuss his results. In paragraph on 10/6/21, Mr. Allen was seen by an otolaryngologist named Dr. Hwang, H-W-A-N-G. On exam, he had a straight nasal dorsum with no palpable bony step-off. Internal nasal exam on nasal endoscopy revealed his septum to be deviated to the left. There were no lesions, masses, or other abnormalities. The remaining head and neck exam is within normal limits. His impression was nasal trauma and left septal deviation. He instructed Mr. Allen to start using Flonase nasal therapy. He had already been working in a full-duty capacity and was cleared to do so. If his symptoms persisted in 2 months, they would consider surgical intervention. In the paragraph on 10/14/21, Mr. Allen was seen by another otolaryngologist named Dr. Bromberg, B-R-O-M-B-E-R-G. He performed a physical exam and found there to be no gross external deformity at the nose. Nasal cavities were patent with normal mucosa. There were no intranasal masses or polyps, and the turbinates were normal. Septum was deviated to the left and widely patent on the right. He wrote, x-rays showed no significant changes. Overall, there were changes in his nasal airway and deviation of the septum since the injury. He had a possible healing of septal fracture. The plan is for observation and possible septoplasty in the future. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Neurologic, normal. And we'll do the lengthier neurologic sample. Impressions on 9/17/21. Michael Allen was struck about the face and nose by a student's hand. He works with special needs children. appeared to be seen that same day at American Work Care, where x-rays were positive for nasal bone fracture with inferior angulation. Appeared he was briefly seen at Concentra, and then saw an otolaryngologist named Dr. Huang on 10-6-21. Appeared he recommended conservative observation. Appeared similarly, he saw Dr. Bromberg on 10-14-21, who made the same recommendations. Appeared they were going to consider possible septoplasty in the future. Appeared interestingly, in the midst of his recovery from this injury, Mr. Allen had an exposure to someone with COVID-19. Appeared he had COVID-19 testing then done through the nasopharynx. Appeared at that visit, he had no tenderness about the nose or face. Appeared there was no description of difficulties in inserting the testing device in through his nostril. Period. Insert the usual, the current examination of Mr. Allen's head, nose, and face was normal. Period. He had no neurologic deficits. Period. The paragraph there is 2.0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head. Period. This is for the residuals of a nasal bone fracture and probable mild concussion. Period.